The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey, and over here on Planet Nancy, I've started reading The Death of Nature, Women, Ecology, and the Scientific Revolution by Carolyn Merchant. The front cover promises me that a confrontation with this book will cause me to rethink the meanings of science, its historical origins, and its role in today's world, because, as the back cover tells me, the book is about how the scientific revolution sanctioned the exploitation of nature, commercial expansion, and the subjugation of women. That idea might not be as shocking as it was 30 years ago when this book was first published. I know that Rene Descartes and Francis Bacon, for example, are key thinkers of the scientific revolution, and I associate them with phrases like plundering the secrets of Mother Nature and knowledge is power. The culture I belong to certainly adheres to such notions and considers phrases like the earth is our mother poetic or quaint. What surprised me right off, my first confrontation in reading, was that the question the book was asking wasn't, how did nature stop being female and a mother? It was, how did nature turn into a machine? Which got me to thinking about how much I view nature, or rather everything, as a machine. Cause and effect, reliability, do this and that will happen. I can explain summer and winter in terms of the moving parts of the solar system, describe my aches and pains as dysfunctions in the systems that move my bones around, improve my relationships by learning how responses developed as a child operate in my present behavior. I solve problems by straining information through sieves of logic. Even for things I can't see, my understanding of them is an understanding of how they work. Photosynthesis, black holes, ecosystems, digestion. If you accused me of seeing the world in a foolish, biased way, thinking of everything as though it was made of parts acting and reacting with all the other parts in reliable, predictable ways, tick-tock, I would tell you that I'm not as narrow as that. But when, really, would I say that it's irrelevant to ask, what causes that? Or, how does that work? So that was my first confrontation with this book, The Death of Nature, thinking that everything's part of a machine. The second confrontation was with the idea, not unfamiliar, that it's wrong to rip into Mother Earth and mine her entrails for metals, an idea far from Western civilization, I thought. So it blew my mind to discover that this idea had a place in Western thought up until about 500 years ago. In the first century AD, the Roman compiler Pliny wrote in his Natural History that earthquakes were the result of Earth's indignation when we mined her bowels for treasure, as though her surface was not bountiful enough. Detractors of mining in Europe and England in the mid-1500s maintained that if Mother Nature had intended humans to use metals, she wouldn't have buried them so deep. Now, I like to think I live a little closer to the earth than the average American. I eat low on the food chain, do without glitz, go natural every chance I get. Yet I cannot begin to imagine my life without metal. Is there anything in my house that, if not made of metal, wasn't made with metal? The saw blade on the boards, the needles that stitch the upholstery, the wood stoves, the axe, the pens, the frying pans, the electronics, screws and nails, chicken wire, zippers, guitar strings, the roof, bicycle spokes, push pins, jar lids, shovel, can opener, eyeglasses. That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.